For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. Only days after the Federal Emergency Management Agency said it would pay for dozens of hurricane evacuees to stay in a Hartford hotel until mid-February, state officials were told by FEMA yesterday there had been an error. That left Wanda Ortiz scared she'd have to check out in a matter of hours. She's been living in the hotel with her daughter and two grandchildren. Carmen Cotto, another evacuee living there, translates for her.
She's scared she's going to end up in the streets because she's called and the shelters are full.
Cotto says she was told by hotel staff around noon that she, Ortiz, and several others had to leave the hotel by 3 p.m. But before that could happen, families were told by city officials not to leave the hotel. The state says it will now provide assistance to make sure the families can stay there. And late Thursday, FEMA said the families could stay for three more days. Ortiz says the uncertainty has been hard for her family.
She was saying that this back and forth of yes and no, makes her sad, and also it brings instability to the children.
In a statement, FEMA said it was working with the state to determine the most appropriate path forward to provide support for those with a validated need for assistance. Ryan Karen King, WNPR News.